Travelling home. In Colossians 3 verse 2 we are told, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. The hope which is laid up in heaven, Colossians 1 5. For our citizenship is in heaven, Philippians 3 verse 20. Are you tempted to settle down in this world, to look to the beauty and comfort of this world to satisfy? Do you yearn for the greater fulfilment here? To do the things you missed out on? Things the world had to offer? Do you regret that there are places you never visited? Things you never did? This temptation has fallen on every generation. Oh, for one last and final fling at being otherworldly. Remember the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. But the Word of God is a book about another world, and we should be living an otherworldly life. We are to live the heavenly life here on earth, for our citizenship is in heaven. We are in Christ and thus seated in him, seated in heavenly places. For he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And yet our feet are dusty, polluted with the sin and filth of this world, for we are ever yet journeying towards our heavenly home. The Father is there and seated on his throne of grace. At his right hand is seated the Son of his love, the man, the perfect man, the man Christ Jesus, seated on the throne with the Father. The family, redeemed out of every nation and clime, are gathering, as angels gaze on in wonder, as grace upon grace is realized. Oh, to be with Christ is far better, Paul tells us. No more tears, no more sorrows, no more pain, no more loss, no more sin, no more death. There will be no wicked ones to trouble or disturb us there, for we shall be at rest in the Lord. Don't resist the mercies and gifts of God with your human projection. Don't limit your perception of heaven with your fleshly thoughts and desires. Oh, remember, the best of this life is but dross when compared with our heavenly portion. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.